And as we look at the long-range forecast, we're finally seeing some 70s and 80s on the seven-day. It's that time of year that people are splitting their workouts, half of it indoors, the other half outside. One sport that really picks up during the summer and springtime is running. There are endless 5Ks, half marathons, and for those diehard marathons, and
Archery.
And Ironman's across New England. If it's ever crossed your mind, there's no better time than now to get started. Health contributor, personal trainer, and life coach Jake Laspinato joins us. And Jake, you're the perfect person to talk about this topic, training for a 5K. Now, you recently just completed a half marathon. That's certainly no easy feat. When did you first decide that you really wanted to get into running?
You know, it was about, I would say, a year ago or so. Like, I've never been a long-distance runner. I've trained a couple different marathon runners, and I was always like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And I just, like, one day, all of a sudden, I was just like, you know what? I want to start running. I want to do a 5K. And
now, how many 5Ks did you do? Did you take part in
I've never done one 5K, actually.
So you jumped right into the half marathon.
Well, no. So I trained for a 5K, but then I never ran one. I just was like, you know what? Actually, like, this isn't as bad as I thought. I'm going to just train for a half marathon. So there was kind of like a little jump there in that period.
Well, there's certainly a big difference between the two. So let's start with the beginners.
Cool.
One listener, actually, her name is Jennifer. She sent us an email and said she enjoys the outdoors, and she does a little bit of running, but after the pandemic, health and fitness kind of took a back seat, and she really wants to start training for her first 5K. What would you tell her is the first step to get to start training?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. You know, the first thing I would say is, like, training for a 5K, depending on when it's going to be, let's just say it's, like, 3 months out, the first thing you want to do is not overdo the running, because it's so easy. It's just like New Year's resolutioners who go to the gym and they want to
right
do
in.
6-7 days too hard. Same thing happens with running, and I know from my own experience, because you want to just like get to it and just like go hard, but that's when like little injuries will come up or burn yourself out.
Now, how many days of really, training, like, do you suggest?
Two days.
Really,
I would say,
just two
to start. So 2 days, but with an addition to 1 to 2 days per week of, like, cross training. So, like, strength and conditioning training. So you're also getting in the conditioning in the other way, too. Especially beginners, like, if they go out there and they start pounding the pavement really hard, it's, like, it's a lot on the body. So by
being
able to, like...
And there can be a lot of injuries, too.
Yeah, exactly. So going to the gym and, like, using a rower or using a bike or an elliptical as a way to, like, it's basically like off your feet conditioning in a sense, because you're still getting that cardiovascular training. You're just not getting all that like pounding on the joints so quickly, you know, especially when you're a beginner. So the other thing, key thing that I would really, really recommend is any beginner focusing on, when you are doing your strength training, focusing on activation and strengthening exercise for your core, number one, your glutes, your hamstring, and your upper back, because running is such a quad dominant, so the front side of your legs, quads, hip flexors, so hamstrings and glutes tend to get really weak, and a lot of times that's where knee, ankle, and hip injuries start to come into play, so making sure that you're focusing on those exercises is super crucial.
Now, for somebody who wants to do a road race, is it smart to train with a friend or like a running group to kind of get you to, it's certainly motivating to have somebody beside you, like kind of cheering you on, saying, you can do this, you can do this.
Yeah, definitely. I think that like for a lot of people that really helps. I personally like, I don't like, I mean, you know, I apologize to everyone I've ever ran with, but I don't really like running with people, because I'd rather just, like, be by myself, and it kind of turns into this, like, meditative state after you get through all the pain and suffering of the first couple miles. But, you know, being with – it's kind of like accountability partner with the gym. Some people, it just works out better, and that's better for them. And the idea of running by themselves is, like, horrible. So I would say definitely, like, that accountability can be huge.
Now, going from a 5K to a half marathon or even a marathon, endurance is the biggest thing here. You really
for
need
sure.
to
yeah.
build that endurance. Now,
yeah,
how would you,
for sure.
I mean, what sort of training did you do to build that endurance? I mean, a half marathon is certainly much different than a 5K.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, it's just increasing the volume and the amount. So basically the amount that you're running. So like when I was training for that, the half marathon, I was running 3 days a week average.
Mm-hmm. What was the distance
that,
you were
like,
going?
So, oh, good question. So that's important as well. You want to be able to slowly progress. So like if you're training for a half marathon, I'd recommend like two more low-key days, so shorter runs, and then have one day where, based on like when the half marathon is, you're slowly increasing your mileage as time goes on, and then a couple weeks out from the actual race day, so let's say like 3 weeks before the race day, you start to taper down those long runs because you don't want to be like, you know, running 10, 11 miles right before the race for 13 miles, so... but I would recommend totally like going online. There's so many different like half marathon, marathon training programs that are really good.
Was there anything
you
did?
Was
there anything you did in training that really didn't work? That you're like, oh, that wasn't a very good idea.
Yeah. I will explain. So I'm actually running my first marathon in 2 weeks.
Oh wow! Where is this one?
I will tell you that Martha's Vineyard.
Oh wow! Okay, great.
Yeah. So it's exciting. But kind of back to what I was saying in the beginning is one thing I would recommend is taking it slow. I came out of the gate really fast and really like fired up, and I was just running too much that my body was not used to it. So I was running like 4 days a week and a lot of mileage, and I ended up having some IT band issues that kind of started to affect my knee. So, and I know it was a result of just like too many miles too soon. So following a program and being honest to where your physical capability is at mm-hmm. is definitely the way to go. And I learned that because I've never been a runner and I chose a program for like, you know, experienced runners. So that was my own ego. Don't let your ego get in the way. That would be my my advice.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Now, and, how does archery fit into all this?
And good luck. Good luck. Whoa, Corey. Martha Vineyard.
Corey, well, how does archery fit into this?
You need to have the art of archery.
So you're out shooting arrows.
You're
and you
out
think
shooting
that,
arrows, yes.
There's nothing to do with a marathon.
No, nothing
to do with a marathon.
Jake, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'll put all of your information online.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.